This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, five states, two Canadian provinces with listeners. The Mothership, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, the flag in the east, AM 1090 in the west. Our Flag Family Network, KLTC, another iHeart Media station. Gosh, we're blessed. We really are. What a wonderful, wonderful audience we have. We know how much you care. We see it every time. Rapid City calling, hey, we got an event on 9/11, be there, you know. Minnesota calls, South Dakota calls, it's just the North Dakota, every corner of this great state. We have wonderful listeners, and we know you care. We know you care. We know you care. And it is a very, very, very challenging time. There's just no doubt about it. But there's two ways to approach a very, very challenging time. Hunker down, throw in the towel, find within you the power to steel up and take it on.
Stay in the fight.
And question everything, as Kevin says so well. Good counsel from in like Flynn, Kevin. And stay in this fight. We just have to, because it's crazy. Todd played us a clip during the break of a California teacher saying she took down the American flag in her class because she didn't feel comfortable. But she does have a flag up, and it's a pride flag, and the kids like that better, so they can pledge to that flag.
Yeah.
You can't make it up. It's a New York Post story today. And you just say, what is happening?
Who are you?
And on your television screen is, the U.S. leaving hundreds of its own journalists behind, let alone soldiers, let alone Afghan allies. CNN is freaking out about, the U.S. Supreme Court failing to act to take on the Texas abortion ban because it's now in effect. Hey, CNN, there's a 10th Amendment. Read your Constitution. Maybe take a look at the Founding Fathers' documents and understand Texas can do what Texas decides is best for Texas.
What?
Just because the Supreme Court has...
Oh, we can't let them decide anything. No.
And even if freak out city here, Roe versus Wade is repealed. What happens? Every state decides for itself. So all these New York and D.C. people... they can have all the abortions they want for as long as they want because we know what blue states do. I wouldn't want to live in that state, and thankfully I can live. But it doesn't mean all the horrible things they say. Roe versus Wade goes away; just it goes back to the states.
Do you have a list of those states?
They gave me a list here.
Yeah.
The first person I was instructed to call on was.
He fell asleep with the Israeli Prime Minister.
I have a list here.
We got to pivot to another pain point that is real, and it is drought 2021. That started really in the fall of 2020. We have had some rain of late. I believe that's too little too late, but we are pleased to have back Darrell Lee from North Dakota Farm Bureau for another one of our drought town halls. And I feel a little bit like it with Afghanistan and the COVID surge and some of the things that are happening there that, again, there aren't exactly a lot of facts on all of these, but they push a drought off the front center for all of us, and it needs to be front and center. Darrell, welcome back. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Scott. We appreciate being able to share our message and talk agriculture anytime we can.
So, give me an update on just the drought piece of this. I get weather. Some things have been good, and we've had some rain, although it's been bad with some storms in some places. But where are we at as we sit here in September 1st, 2021, with this record drought?
We're still in a drought situation, even with some of the rains that have happened as of late, like you've said. There's areas that have received, pretty significant amounts. A great blessing, and I'm actually driving in that area right now, that Granville Towner area. They got anywhere from, I'm hearing 2.5 to up to 5 inches through that area, and that was one of, if not the hardest hit area in the state. And, things have actually greened up here, and the grass kind of got woke back up, and a good woke, not the bad woke, but it woke back up. And so we get a little growth there this fall. get them roots active again, and that's going to be positive going into winter. Now, we're far from out of this, but it's given a little renewed hope and renewed optimism out here. But there's still the effects out there. It's too little too late for this year. And, you know, the effects of the lack of feed for the ranchers is still going to be felt. I've had several calls the last few days that I would say in western North Dakota, the western two-thirds of North Dakota, I don't know if there's going to be 5 to 10% of the acres that don't have a crop insurance claim on them for cropland. And that is very significant. That's huge if you think about it, that most acreages in western two-thirds of North Dakota will have some sort of a crop insurance claim. And there's people, I talked to several different ones yesterday that said every field will be a claim that they've done so far.
You mentioned the lack of feed. That's been the big pain point for ranchers, cattle producers. Any improvement in that situation at all? We've heard for a while some rumblings of some sort of effort and a relief effort, neighbor help neighbor, other states, whatever. And I hear bits and pieces, but nobody comes forward with anything significant. We're waiting to get out the word on it. But where are we at with the lack of feed? Anything that can reduce the pain points there, Darryl?
So the Emergency Commission, the North Dakota Emergency Commission last week approved the haul-in assistance that was done in 2017 and other years that they've done that. That's going to help a little bit with transportation costs. You know, hopefully, because now there's government money involved, hopefully we don't see an increase in trucking rates. And the good truckers out there aren't going to do it. You know, they're going to still charge what they charged prior to that. You're going to have a few guys that go, huh, they're getting assistance, so we're going to go up a little bit. Well, just don't use those folks. You know, use the good ones that have been there every year, year in and year out, and they charge what they need to charge to be able to make a living. And so that assistance is going to be there. You know, it's not huge, but it's something because of the cost of the hay just sitting in someone's field. And then you add on exorbitant costs on trucking. I myself looked at some hay in the northeast part of the state. It's about a 250-mile haul, and it adds $30 to $40 a bale just hauling it from there to me. And so that adds, you know, quite a bit of money. You're talking it adds $40, $50 a ton to the cost of that hay. And so if that can be relieved a little bit, that's some sort of an assistance.
We lose Darryl there? Sound like a blip of some kind.
Sound like, yeah.
Okay, you give him a ring. While we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Buckledge, because I'm just taking a look here at our Wednesday Wheels deal. Do you see this, guys?
Yeah.
A pre-owned 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. 27,970 miles. So this thing's like new.
Brand new, yeah.
Okay. Powerful 3.6-liter V6, great all-wheel drive. Thing can get you anywhere. Exterior is a dark blue in color with black interior. Has all the features like the Android Apple CarPlay, backup camera, blind spot sensors, keyless entry, panoramic sunroof in this thing. And, of course, this is Puckledge. They get these trade-ins. Somebody probably said, hey, I want a new Chevy truck like Scott drives from Puckledge. And they traded in their 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. $38,995 was the price. Now $1,000 lopped off if you tell me you heard it here. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck, and of course, right there on Main in Valley City. Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC. Daryl's back with us. We lost you for a second there, Darryl. Go ahead and pick up your thought.
Yeah. So I don't know where you lost me at, but you know the added increased cost of transportation adds quite a bit of dollars to that feed stuff. But I think we are coming up here where we'll see, you know, some of these later rains maybe help the corn crop maintain and stay on a path of production. So maybe that corn stover, there's going to be more of that available. Some of those kind of things that can be used, and hopefully that the feed costs are, you know, start to kind of normalize here, and folks that have done a lot of buying, and some folks that still need to do some buying of some feed, are able to get the additional feeds at a more reasonable price.
Yeah, you told us last time the price was like off the charts, you know, $300-$400 a ton, getting higher. What is it now? Is it, has that come down at all?
No, we're still running, you know, on more of your premium type forages, your alfalfas and that, still running at anywhere from that 225 to 325, 350 a ton. You know, some of your just average grass hays are still running at 150 to 200 a ton. Once in a while, you'll run into some that's not that high. Guys are just kind of wanting to help folks out a little bit. But you got to realize they're getting less production than they have in the past, too. So they're just trying to maintain close to what kind of dollars they've been able to do on a normal year of production when they sell hay. One of the worst things I hate to hear is, you know, people go, well, they're just gouging us. These guys are just gouging us. And I absolutely just don't believe that, because they're getting a third of the production. Even if they're charging double for their hay, they're still behind their net dollars on that same ground that they were getting in a normal year. So it's not gouging. It's everyone's trying to survive the drought.
Yeah, well, it's no different than if there's a worldwide drought and the price of corn goes up. You could say, well, why are you selling it to me for that high a price? Right? I mean, it's just a limited amount of hay out there. And as you say, the little production they have, they're charging more because they're so far behind. I'm with you there. I think it's just easy to say, well, they're gouging when there's just no hay. You got to make hay when the sun shines, as they say. And they are. That's called America and capitalism. I get that. More with Daryl Leese, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Drought Town Hall after this.
Top. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at HighPlainsApache.com.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. Tell me what you're most excited about this new farm program.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. The farmer today, and the rancher even today, side businesses or things going on at once, we have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, his team at American Family Insurance.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000.
I think we've forgotten a lot of it.
Don't know much by
That's right. What's on your mind? Live at Big Iron, coming up on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of September. It'll be here before you know it. Are you coming to Big Iron? Oh, my gosh, have they got a great year planned. You got to be at Big Iron. We'll be in the Butler Building. It's a brand-new Butler Building, Butler Ag, Butler Machinery, the old Scholander Pavilion, right smack dab in the middle. So come on in. Look for all that Fenta. They have Green Iron, too. It's still green iron. That's right, the Fendt green iron. So we'll be there, and
The innovations are incredible. I learned a ton. Every big iron, so lots of fun coming up. Check out all the new products, and if you tell us I stand for the flag, not the California school kind of flag, the flag, Old Glory, Stars and Stripes. Well, all you got to do is say I stand for the flag. We'll flip you a flag hat. Thanks to our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. We'll see you at Big Iron. More with Daryl. Lee Sterrell is the president of North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're talking about drought today on the program. So this rain that we've had, you know, somebody told me that we had more rain, like over a 10-day stretch, than we'd have had the entire rest of the year or something. Just, you know, unbelievable. Too late, too little for this drought go around. You mentioned that, Daryl, but how valuable is this to getting out of this drought cycle and having a better, you know, 2022 growing season?
Well, it's an unbelievable assistance in that, and we're a long ways from there. We got to continue to get rains and timely moisture. But I was driving down New Salem yesterday, and actually the day before I made that route also, and it's unbelievable that rain that came through there on Monday. There were areas that were reporting 5-6 inches, but there were stock dams that you could see from the roadway that were completely dry for the last month, and they were running full. That's a positive. That needed to happen, the refreshing stale stock dams, spill stock dams. However, some bad things come with those thunderstorms, and there were some reports of some tennis ball, softball, or tennis ball to baseball size hail, a lot of golf ball size hail. There were folks that lost some of their winter feed stuff that was still out there, be it corn for silage or whatever, might have still been standing out there, a later planted sorghum, a later planted millet. So just to add a little insult to injury, there's some of that went on also.
Speaking of which, so we have Jeremy Stroman on here from a ranch by New Salem. Jeremy, I just wanted to bring you some good news. We're coming, and we're bringing food. We're going to feed the crew in the Trail Boss Chevy Silverado. The what's on your farm, what's on your ranch, a vehicle coming your way. That's the good news. But I understand the bad news is that that storm that Daryl's just talking about hit you guys there in New Salem. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It wasn't a very wide path that kind of swiped through us, but what was there was probably about 2 miles wide and just absolutely annihilated every crop in our area. And the wheat that people left standing to maybe hold some moisture this winter was completely leveled off. The beans and the sunflowers are all stripped clean of their leaves, and it was pretty devastating. There's the good part to it is all the stock dams in the area are plumb full, and some are running over, and I mean we surprisingly have to go fix fence because water washed it out. So I mean that's the plus side to it, but yeah, it wiped out all our oats paper that we had planned on baling, and wasn't much there because of the drought, but what was there was something to get us by anyways.
What are you feeding your cattle?
We had a bunch of corn that we were going to chop for silage that wasn't, some spots it wasn't even 3 foot tall, and some spots it was over 5 foot tall, but those were pretty small areas. But we stockpiled alfalfa from the last couple of years that's going to help us get by, and plus we're still running on 2019 silage pile, thank God.
Feast or famine for our ranching friends, yeah. It's unbelievable what's happened here. Well, I hope it's a little silver lining that we're coming to visit. What's the name of your ranch again, Jeremy?
Fast Angus Ranch and Strumming Cattle Company.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to being there and giving a little relief to the crew there on a very challenging year. So I appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story today, and we'll see you soon.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. A familiar story for ranchers this year, Daryl, isn't it?
Yeah, that's and that's the thing. There's guys out there that are, you know, they're just watching this weather and they're just hoping that their feed stuffs that they've still got standing out there. I've got family members that have, you know, corn standing out there yet for silage, and that's going to be the determination whether they get to keep cows this winter or not. So if one of them storms comes through certain areas, it's going to force the hand of these guys to have to make decision of selling that they thought they were going to be pretty safe on. And those are things that can happen in a matter of 10 minutes, can change the whole outlook of what your farm or ranch is going to do for the next 6 to 10 months here.
You know, you and I have talked before about different things that can be done that is smart government, and you mentioned the transportation. You know, is back, the relief on the transportation side, which helps, and you hope that doesn't, in turn, just bump the market up. Anything else? I mean, I've been arguing that, you know, we got an $8 billion taxpayer-owned bank that, you know, maybe we could find it within ourselves to, you know, get a 1% loan or something, so nobody wants more debt, least of all a farmer. I get it, but, you know, is that an answer? Should we get a little more aggressive there? What else can be done, in your view?
Well, there's some people that a loan may be an applicable thing to look at, but there's also a lot of folks that another loan isn't feasible. They're just, you know, they're, especially if you're young and in a startup, the last thing you need is to get leveraged even further. You know, I think there's banks out there that I've been working with. I've talked to a few loan officers and that they're working through plans with their customers to try and see if they can rewrite some loans that they currently have that doesn't, you know, add an extra loan payment on top of one that's already at the point where they're wondering how they're going to make it, and do things in-house at the bank a little bit. Maybe there's something the bank in North Dakota could do in conjunction with the local banks. We don't want them to compete with the local banks. We still want the banking to be a free market thing. As you know, state-owned bank ain't necessarily a capitalist idea and a free market idea to begin with. So we don't want them competing with the independent banks out there in between their customers. Maybe there's some enhancement that could be done along with that, some sort of guarantees. But to keep that local, keep that discussion local. And there's, for the most part, there's most of the bankers I've talked to, they're working through those plans with them folks and having those discussions. Probably not going to be able to keep everyone whole. There's still decisions of maybe some marketing that is not normally done. Some cows getting marketed or calves getting marketed at different times than normal, but they're willing, I think, to try and work through this. It's just everyone's situation is different.
We want to be a solution. We want to be a voice for solutions. We want to help. So stay in touch. Let us know. Carte blanche for our ag and you know, producer community. You're all important to us. You feed the world, and it's something we want to continue to be a champion for. So, Daryl, thanks for the time today, and stay in touch.
Thank you, and all the listeners have a great week and enjoy the Labor Day weekend coming up.
There you go. You need a little respite on that long weekend from all of your labor. Daryl Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau. More coming up.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layout. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Caldor Fire, which has forced the evacuation of thousands of people from South Lake Tahoe and surrounding areas, including Nevada, is now threatening more than 34,000 structures after already destroying hundreds of homes. Tonight and tomorrow are critical days, according to South Lake Tahoe spokesperson Lindsay Baker. A law that bans abortions after 6 weeks, including the case of rape and incest, went into effect in Texas on Wednesday. The law, one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the United States, prohibits the practice after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The American Civil Liberties Union and abortion rights groups asked the Supreme Court to temporarily block the ban, but SCOTUS did not act by the deadline. The Florida Education Department will withhold funds for school districts that defy Governor DeSantis' ban on mask mandates. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran, who was behind the decision to withhold salaries, said on the decision whether to wear masks should be left to the parents. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On your mind, got some open phone time. I want to get to some of these texts that have been rolling in too at 701-237-1590. Some of those folks are eligible for tickets in our first caller segment earlier today. We said, hey, we need some solutions here. We need some North Dakota common sense. The COVID press briefing going on right now, led by Governor Doug Burgum. And I was just listening to Dr. Mike LeBeau, who was on the call along with Dr. Rich Vedder, Dr. LeBeau from Sanford, Dr. Vedder from Essentia. And I, by the way, I applaud the governor, because I think the governor and press conferences sort of just gives you the 30,000-foot view. But I think this is a conversation with health professionals and facts. I'm not big on governors holding press conferences. I'm really not. I just think, you know, that was last time when we didn't know a lot. Right, guys? Right. I don't know. I don't know. It just seems, I don't know. It's like we're supposed to feel comfortable because a politician is,
making a statement,
rolling up the sleeves and saying, here's the COVID problem. Just give me the facts. Give me the data. And what I heard Dr. LeBeau say just during the break was, last go around was extremely challenging for healthcare in North Dakota. All right. And I think we had a conversation in the local version of What's on Your Mind earlier with Dr. Rich Vedder. And one of the things he said is last time, all the things that typically are done in the hospitals went away because everybody was afraid to go in a hospital because you thought you were going to get COVID. Yep. There again, elective, was a fear factor, was ridiculous. So elective surgeries didn't happen. People wouldn't go into to walk in clinics.
Right. Yep.
Okay, well, now we get it. We understand it, right? So all the normal things healthcare is doing, they're doing, but you are seeing an increase in the COVID counts. And it's true that those that are hospitalized or need that extra care, the lion's share of them are not vaccinated. That is true today. But what I most appreciate what I heard from Dr. LeBeau, if you think this is more challenging than last time, we got through last time. You know, this, you just find a North Dakota way, all right? North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, we find a way. It's a drought? All right, it's a drought. We've seen this movie before. What are we going to do? All right, it's a pandemic. We've seen there's nothing new under the sun. What do? You just find a way. I think we need that kind of approach to everything that ails us right now, from the border crisis to Afghanistan to printing money and inflation and the economy, all of that. You have it within you to do that, and that's why we appreciate you so much. That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. We value your input. And when you share your viewpoint on challenging times, it emboldens other people. Other people go, exactly what I was thinking. So be unafraid in sharing your view. Lots of ways for you to do that. You can send me an email. ScottH@flagfamily.com. You can send Todd a letter. 3500 East Rosser Bismarck. Nothing like snail mail. I get them all the time. I love it. Great wisdom there.
I post them in the studio because why not?
Exactly.
Get cards and stuff. It's great.
Take the time to do it. We love it. Send us a text. Amen. 701-237-1590. Or most especially, call the show. Most of the statistics on people who call the show is it's about 1% of the overall audience. So it's a small number that call. But I would argue the people that call this program, the ones that, I'm going to call once a week, or I'm going to, Fred and Wing's a good example, right? Fred's a longtime listener, calls every now and brings it every time he calls, brings it. Right? So there's some of those in the camp that call regularly. We love them. And there's people that call new every single day and bring something. And you need to know the value in that. Your voice is important, so don't be afraid to share it. And you take good care of our sponsors, too, and we appreciate that. Folks like Dak Diesel, when that tractor, that pickup, or that semi-truck is not running just right and it's diesel, you go, Dak Diesel, I'm going to call CJ. Bismarck, he'll go anywhere. But I'm going to fix it in Bismarck. Right there at Dak Diesel. Call him at 258-5011. You're hungry, you say. And you listen to What's On Your Mind. Guess where you go eat? PetroServe USA. Kevin on the way home today, meatloaf for you.
Meatloaf for you. Homemade, by the way.
Lasagna. Downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Valley City, I-94, exit 292, head north. Swedish meatballs or lasagna. You get the idea. Home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. I have a giveaway. I'm going to give away 3 pair of tickets to see Charlie Kirk tomorrow night at the Avalon. If you like those tickets, just be caller 5, 6, and 7. Here's the telephone number, though. Kevin, you're going to take these, okay?
You got it.
I need caller 5, 6, and 7. I need their name, their email address, and where they're from. And we're going to leave those at will call for Charlie Kirk tomorrow night. There's still time to get tickets for this, folks. And I would encourage everybody within the sound of my voice, bring a youngster. Bring a student. High school student, middle school student, college student, doesn't matter. They can get tickets for $5 right now because they want students there. They should be there. But so should we, because he's the future of the conservative movement. He is. Here's the number, 271-1100, callers 5, 6, and 7, a free pair of tickets for tomorrow night, Charlie Kirk, Avalon.
Area code 701.
There you go.
271-1100.
701-271-1100. Grant and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to call about Charlie Kirk. You're wondering what to do on all this stuff. Come to the Avalon Center, and Charlie Kirk is going to tell us all. I went to his last event. Fantastic. Great message for all, especially for young kids, too.
If I give you 2 tickets, will you find 2 students that weren't there last time, Grant?
Yes, I will. I would love it. I got 2 NDSU kids that I really want to bring to this event.
There you go. They can get tickets for $5, but, you got to get to them. They got to know Charlie. And by the way, a lot of kids do. I mean, they have Turning Point chapters in high schools and colleges across the country. I couldn't agree with you anymore, Grant. That's the future. That's a place to channel a lot of your frustration, because I'll bet you, North Dakota Conservative Advocates are bringing Charlie in, and there's details on all of this at conservativeadvocates.org, conservativeadvocates.org, and they have a new website now. I love this. You know what it's called? NDCAN. NDCAN. Yes, we can. NDCAN, C-A-N, NDCAN.org. I love that. Go there and do what Grant's going to do. Bring a couple of students, because I bet you left that event last time. He was in Bismarck this spring. He came back in July to Fargo, and now he's back for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates tomorrow night at the Avalon. Did you leave with your bucket full, Grant?
Oh, my God. I'm just excited. And, there's so much misinformation, and you go there, and you're like, really, that's what's going on? And that it explains it so good. I mean, it's just, you can't miss this, and it's a unique opportunity. Do not miss Thursday night from 6 to 9 at the Avalon Center.
Exactly right. Doors open at 5:30, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Grant, hang on. Daniel's going to get your email address, your full name, so I can make sure you get those two tickets, okay?
Nice. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad you called about that because, you know, we sort of just take for granted that people understand and know who Charlie Kirk is. And Charlie is, he has been a big deal for a decade or better. He's 27. He can really get a youngster to think about what they need to use college for, a skill set. But not automatically just go there like a robot. He's got a great take on the Biden regime. That's what he calls it, and it is. He's Rush-like. He really is. And he's also on our radio, Flag East and West now, from 11 to 2. Our choice of the Flag Family Media for the Rush Limbaugh replacement. No, nobody can replace Rush. Not Charlie Kirk, not Clay and Buck on the iHeart stations. But everybody's trying to find their way right now, and I think that's okay. That's okay, because largely it should be up to us. It should be up to us. But we're all working through that right now, and I invite you to sample all these and kind of decide for yourself where the future is. Be a good idea. So, Daniel, if you'd get Grant's information online, too, that'd be great. And you have winners, Kevin?
I do. 5, 6, and 7 were Josh Carrier, Karen Walski. Karen is very excited,
is she?
By the way, to be seeing
awesome.
Charlie Kirk.
Awesome.
And our longtime listener friend, Diane Dalton, got in there at caller 7. So
beautiful. Beautiful.
Tickets will be at the Will Call at the Avalon tomorrow afternoon.
A couple of notes from this press conference on the COVID stuff being led by Governor Burgum, but the healthcare entities are getting their say here, which I think is valuable information. CHI has 43 patients in their hospitals right now. Trinity and Minot, 20% of their patients have COVID. Sanford has 136 hospitalized across their network. And the number we're seeing, I guess all through 10 patients with COVID right now, only one of those was vaccinated. The governor said 1 in 16 unvaccinated North Dakotans have tested positive for COVID-19. 1 in 16. Sanford is saying, of the 136 in their hospital, 129 were not vaccinated. 37 of those are in the ISU. 35 of those were unvaccinated. 19 on ventilators. And of those on ventilators, 18 are unvaccinated. This is an argument that the vaccination makes you less likely to be hospitalized and less likely to have, you know, a ventilator, the worst of the worst. It does not prevent you from getting COVID. And we're seeing those stats more and more all the time. Those numbers are changing. Israel just came out with the realization that the most vaccinated country in the world, and their numbers are spiking, despite having the vaccination. The one issue I want everybody to hear, though, and I hope it's said at this press conference today, is it's not a death sentence. It's not a death sentence. In fact, children are 10 times more likely to get a death sentence from the flu. 10 times more kids die from the flu than die from COVID. So let's just take these facts in. Make your own decisions. Ryan in Aberdeen, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call today, Scott. I appreciate it. You know, I was listening to Dr. LeBeau earlier on your show today, and there's just... there's still some things that don't quite make sense to me. I'm a medical layperson, that might be it, but one of the bits of wisdom my father imparted on me is that you should not offer someone an ultimatum unless you're ready for it to go either way. And by that I mean, you know, the ultimatum of get the shot or you're not working at Sanford anymore. And I get that there are religious and medical exemptions to that, but if the concern is that they're worried about being short on resources, beds, nursing staff, whatever, if there's any kind of ultimatum that would mean anybody quits or anybody gets fired, why would you want to risk that?
I think that's a good question, Ryan, number one, and it is a pain point and has been a pain point for healthcare. I think that's why, at least I can glean from what I've heard from Dr. LeBeau and the Sanford plan, is they are anticipating robust consideration of every medical and health exemption as well as religious exemption.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Dust here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. We believe in taking care of you. Buy with confidence, drive worry-free with a lifetime powertrain warranty and no additional cost on new Buicks and GMCs and also those late model used vehicles as well. One of the many reasons to buy, even if you're buying a Ford, even if you're buying a Ram, even if you're buying a Toyota, Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Texter says, here's what's going on, Scott. Biden found a way to launder weapons and money to his Chinese controllers. The Chinese will now have two of the line equipment when Biden calls upon them to start rounding up American citizens. Book it, Scott. Full Chinese control and internment camps are coming. I'd give it 2 years. That would be a rather dour view of the future, but I tell you what, it's not crazy talk. Not when they're in a 100-year war with us, and we don't even know we're at war with them.
You know? How would they go about doing that exactly?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to really think a little deeper on things like that. I mean, but, I mean in this country, on this soil,
yeah, no,
good luck.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Good luck.
I put more stock in the American people for something like that to be accomplished. And by the way, you're right to worry about it. You should fight against it. You should expose it. But, yeah, don't be that. Otherwise, you're just going to go in a black hole somewhere, right, and just sort of go off the grid.
The immortal words of Doc Holliday. Say when.
Texter says, yes, COVID is taking up bed space, but as always, they're short of nurses. 2 years ago in Fargo before COVID, we had a family member wait a full day in the ER before bed space was available on the regular floor. The reason for the nurse shortage is a long conversation and not really helpful to the situation now. Interesting take on that. Appreciate that. Before I go to my man, DJ Coulter, and it's actually part of our drought town hall because... In a time of drought, a time of the challenges, it's a good time to sort of reset and say, okay, do I have what I need in the way of all of my risk management? And DJ Coulter is my insurance agent, and he's the insurance agent for a lot of farm and ranches in our listing audience. We're going to talk about that. But I want to get Clint in here. He's been waiting a long time. Clint, 30 seconds. Fire away.
Hey, our governor should quit following the swamp narrative of talking about COVID. We've listened to him talk about COVID for a year and a half. He needs to join forces with every Republican governor to ask for the resignation of Joe Biden and Milley. They both need to go. We left $90 billion and a bunch of American people. Where's Obama with no American left behind like he did with Bergdahl? And now we want to spend the money. We need a resignation. Our Republican leadership, everybody should call the governor's office, our senators and our representative, and ask for those two resignations. Something needs to happen.
Appreciate the call, Clint. By the way, Senator Kevin Cramer is giving a speech at noon today for an event called Politics on a Plate. I'll have that on our Facebook page, and it'll be interesting to see if he's ready to call for the resignation of Joe Biden or the impeachment of. DJ Coulter is here, closed circuit for our farm and ranch community in a very challenging time. DJ's my insurance agent. Thank you, sir, for taking such good care of the Hennon family.
We appreciate you.
And you have a lot of clients within the sound of my voice, in fact, all across the USA.
Yep.
And one area you specialize in, and I wanted to have you part of our hour that we dealt with risk right now for farmers, off the charts in many areas, so good time to do a reset on insurance. What advice do you have for them?
Well, with the way the drought we're in, some things that affected, like let's just talk about Scotty, most farm ranchers, now that they're, especially when there's the ranch world and is putting up hay, they have some haystacks that might be worth a lot more than it has in the past with the price of hay shooting up. A lot of people need to realize that there's usually a coverage limit per stack. So it's so important that you look at where your stacks are, where you have hay, make sure you have enough coverage. There's, you know, that's a big implement out there that I get concerned about for our ranch clients. I also talk about, you know, their outbuildings. What's shot up? The price of goods and labor, right? So a lot of guys don't realize in farmers that they have maybe actual cash value, not replacement cost on their outbuildings. Also, I've had two fire on tractors. You know, tractors catch on fire, and before you know it, and, you know, there's a lot of these guys that maybe use different GPS. They move some of their GPS from tractor to tractor. Do you have the coverage you need on that alone? That can be tens of thousands of dollars that you have enough coverage there. So, you know, you look at when things are drier, you have higher risk for fires. And outbuildings, machinery, haystacks, those are examples that I get concerned that I want all your listeners to make sure they have the coverage they need.
There's a few buckets of farm and ranch insurance that you specialize in. Tell us about them.
Well, most you know, farm policies have about four sections. Number one is section one that covers your home, and you know, whether you're set up as a corporation, LLC, or an individual, they can get all the coverages they need there on just where they live. Number two is that's the liability side, where that's totally changed in the recent years with the big operations. But there's also the small operations that are considered small, but are just the average farm ranch like I grew up on and I'm involved with. And then Section 3 is your farm personal property, which is such a big deal, Scott. We get so many claims around here, whether it's rock congestion on combine headers or, you know, that's just the world we live in with making sure our farm personal property has enough coverage. Maybe they have enough cattle. There's certain type of coverage that you want on your cattle. And then you look at Section 3, which is your outbuildings. There's some pretty nice outbuildings being built on the farm ranch.
And it costs a lot more to build right now.
Got it.
A lot more to build.
And that's my biggest fear for all these people is that, you know, it you can be severely underinsured and might not be that much more to get the coverage you need.
This gentleman is one of us, you know, tough football player, but got a heart of gold, and appreciate all the values that DJ Coulter Agency tracks exactly with the Hennon family. Appreciate the comfort you give us. Encourage folks to, if nothing else, just ask. Just ask a few questions, compare. Good time to watch every penny right now. Right?
Get educated.
Yeah, exactly right. Call them at 235-6641. Agencies in Grand Forks, can do.
Fargo,
yep. They're everywhere, and insuring people literally across the USA, so they can do it. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Google them up or call them at 235-6641. Thanks, DJ.
Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate you guys.
God bless. See you tomorrow, folks.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.